Hi everyone, my name is Catherine Hastings and I'll be your host for this episode. So welcome to my podcast, and today we'll be discussing the adaptations and acclimations of juniper trees in the United States. But before we do that, there are some important concepts and definitions that we should go over. So adaptation and acclimation, I'm going to be using both of those words a lot today, so it's important that we understand what they mean, because they are used interchangeably within the biology community, but they are two different things. So the main difference between adaptation and acclimation is that adaptation affects the whole population, whereas acclimation affects individual plants. More specifically, adaptation is a long-term evolutionary process by which a population of plants will adjust to a new or changing environment, and acclimation is more of a short-term individual adjustment to a new and changing environment. So adaptation can be seen among the same species of a tree living in different areas of the country and in different environments, and acclimation can be seen in individual trees of the same species living in the same area in the same environment. So the ability of plants to both acclimate and adapt to their environments is truly fascinating, and we'll dive deeper into both of those concepts as we discuss how juniper trees have been affected. But before we do that, we need to also understand the environment that these trees grow in. So juniper trees grow in a variety of different environments, from dry, arid, desert-like environments to mountain slopes and even in urban landscapes. And they're found primarily in New England and the Carolinas and extend westward all the way to New Mexico and California. And their widespread distribution throughout the United States speaks to their ability to adapt to different soil types and climate conditions. An example of each of these environments is juniper trees growing in Arches National Park in Utah, which is a dry, desert-like environment. There are also different species of junipers found throughout the Rocky Mountains, and they can also be found throughout the U.S. in urban garden settings and being used for other ornamental purposes. But today, we'll be focusing on dry, warm, desert-like environments, as well as the cooler, more moist environments found in many mountain ranges. In both of these environments, trees will experience extreme conditions, with desert-like environments being very drought-prone, and plants in these environments are also oftentimes exposed to direct sunlight and will need to be able to handle extreme heat. In cooler environments, plants will need to be able to withstand extreme cold and also harsh winters, including large amounts of snow, but these environments can also experience very high temperatures, as well as drought conditions and high rainfall. So the trees growing in these environments really need to be able to withstand everything. Trees and plants will adapt and acclimate for a variety of reasons, but ultimately, they do this to be able to better survive in their environment and, in some cases, even compete with other species living in that same environment. One of the most fascinating adaptations that I read about had to do with some species of junipers actually becoming dependent on wildfires for seed dispersal and reproduction. This study was conducted in four different states in the western U.S. and included forests in Oregon, Northern California, and Utah, and none of these sites had recorded any wildfires for 50 years prior to the beginning of the study. Each site had a fenced-in area that was studied for 10 years between the years of 2011 and 2021, and data was collected during the months of April to July, which is peak growing season for the populations that were studied. This study had different treatments for different sites, but the one that I'm going to focus on is controlled burns that were applied to some of the sites, and these were controlled burns just to ensure that there would be no harm inflicted to the plants or other organisms outside of the study site. But the results of this study actually found that fires can be beneficial for the species of trees that were studied because they allow for more growth. And the proposed mechanism for this is that the heat from the fires opens the juniper's cones and releases the seeds onto the soil, which is now freshly cleared due to the fire. And this adaptation allows these juniper populations to regenerate and flourish even in fire-prone environments. I just found this study really interesting because I had only ever heard of wildfires being harmful for ecosystems. I have never heard that they could have any benefit. And by no means am I saying that wildfires are beneficial. I just found it really interesting that there are plants that can benefit from them. Other adaptations that juniper populations have undergone include root system adaptations, and it's been found that junipers that grow in desert-like environments are very drought-prone, have deeper root systems to absorb more water and nutrients through the soil. Most of the other studies that I read found adaptations in leaf features depending on the environment in which the tree is growing. It has been found that trees that grow in cooler climates, such as mountain ranges, have developed a thick, waxy cuticle on their leaves in order to retain the heat and provide insulation from the cold. It was also found that the overall shape of these trees is more of a narrow, conical shape, which allows them to easily shed snow, which prevents damage to their branches during the winter. There have also been studies done on the leaves of trees growing in desert-like environments that have found that juniper trees that grow in dry conditions have smaller leaves, allowing for less water loss during photosynthesis, and a smaller leaf also will not reach as high of a temperature when exposed to direct sunlight as compared to a larger leaf. There have also been several acclimations found within many populations that also have to do with leaf features and overall plant structure, and these studies all focused on one area in which the trees grow rather than having multiple different sites like other studies we've discussed and focused on individual trees rather than tree populations. It was actually really difficult to find information on the acclimations of juniper trees, but I was able to find one study that found differences in leaf structure between individual trees growing in the same area, and most of these differences had to do with the amount of light that the tree was exposed to. One of these differences was in the way that the trees oriented their leaves and branches in order to control, and in most cases, reduce the amount of light that the tree is exposed to. And this helps to protect the structures of the leaves associated with photosynthesis, which prevents the leaves from drying out. This study also found differences in the leaves of individual trees, including in chloroplast size. It was found that trees that were exposed to more sunlight had leaves containing larger, more spaced out chloroplasts, which helps the leaves to handle the direct sunlight, whereas trees living in that same area that had less exposure to sunlight had leaves containing smaller but more numerous and compact chloroplasts. This same study also found that trees exposed to more sunlight had thicker mesophyll, better developed sclerenchymatic tissues, and denser stomata, and all of these features help leaves to reserve water and prevent them from drying out in direct sunlight. So just to summarize everything that we've talked about today, how does the environment in which a tree grows influence its structure and development? So for structure, we discussed that in warmer environments, the leaves of the tree will be smaller, and the leaves of trees growing in a cooler environment will have a thicker cuticle, and the overall structure of a tree growing in a cool environment will be more of a cone shape. We also talked about trees living in the same environment and how they can look different depending on the amount of sunlight it receives. And these differences can be in leaf and branch orientation of the tree and also in the size and number of chloroplasts that the leaf contains. For reproduction and development of the trees, we talked about some trees actually being able to reproduce better in fire-prone environments. Otherwise, there aren't really many differences in tree reproduction regardless of the environment in which they grow. So that's really all that I have for today. I really enjoyed doing the reading and all of the research that I did for this project because I found so much of the content so interesting and learned a lot from the studies that I read. And I feel like I've really expanded my knowledge on the overall topic of adaptation versus acclimation. And I still just think it's amazing how resilient plants are. So if this is a topic that interests you, I really highly encourage you to do your own research to see what you can learn. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed, and if you have any questions, feel free to ask. Thank you.